Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're back with some more Mia, so let's get started. Motherfucking fuck! I told him where to put this. Why is everyone so damn incompetent? I'm seriously gonna lose it. Sure you don't need a hand with that? What I need for you is to stop with that disgusting sound you're making. What? I'm just having a drink. Gotta stay hydrated, right? You need the straw for that? No, but I thought of mixing it up a little. Keep that slurping up and I'll really mix things up when I make that straw disappear up one of your holes. Ouch, you're in a foul mood today. Because these delivery idiots can't follow one simple fucking instruction. Huh, I was wondering why that was left there and not in the storage room. Where were you, by the way? Busy. Doing what, tugging your dick in the bathroom? Nope. I was looking for this cool straw.
Getting a kick out of the rage that's seething from Vivian, you pull the drink back towards you and put the straw to your lips.
Don't you even dare. Y'all know I want to do it. I wish I could stop myself, but what fun would that be? Man, it makes me want to go get a straw and do it for real. You little fuck! I'm gonna strangle ya! Oh, shit!
Quickly placing your drink back onto the bar, you bolt away from her.
Get back here so I can kill you! That's hardly a convincing proposition, you know. I don't give a shit. You're dead!
Racing around to the other side of the bar, Vivian slows to a crawl.
What, you're not tired already, are you? Oh, that's right, I forgot how much older than me you are. I will climb across this shit if I have to. Stop being such a psycho, I was only having my drink. I specifically told you not to do that with the straw. And what did you do? You did it anyway.
As Vivian vaults onto the bar, you instinctively let out a squeal.
Get away from me! What the fuck was that? You just squealed like a little fucking girl, you pussy! You're gonna have an accident just like Grace if you don't get down from there! If it means getting my hands on you, it'll be worth it! You're nuts!
As you dart out from the bar, Vivian leaps down from the counter, landing right behind
you. Oh, wow! I got you now.
Saying this, she tackles you from behind.
Ah! Oof! Ouch, I hit my fucking head. That's gonna be the least amount of pain you'll endure today. Damn it, let go of me.
Throwing her leg over to the other side of your torso, Vivian sits up on top of you.
Uh-oh. Oh, now you're gonna get it. How can you be so heartless? I could have a brain injury right now. So, it's not like it can make you any dumber. I'm in college, just so you know. Any shit for brains can get into college these days. If you don't get me off right now, I'm gonna headbutt you in the That does not sound... That didn't sound right. If you don't get off me right now, I'm gonna headbutt you in the tit. You'd like to do that, wouldn't you? What is this, some kind of weird foreplay with you? Foreplay? With you? Yeah, right. Oh, that's so crazy, is it? Incredibly crazy. What? I saw you taste my cum, and it was disgusting. Liar. No, I'm just that good of an actor. What is this? Huh? This is Sadie. It's not what you think! She attacked me! For good reason! If this is some weird foreplay or something, then I'm kind of disappointed I wasn't included. Ha! That's what I said! It's not foreplay!
Getting off you, Vivian stands to her feet.
Obviously, I was just joking. She made me hit my head on this pole here, Sadie. You didn't even hit it that hard. It felt pretty hard to me. God, these two. It's a miracle it didn't leave a dent in my forehead. How do you know it didn't? What? I need a mirror. How big is it? Grim, you don't have a dent in your head. Oh, really? Yes, really. You suck, you know that, Vivian? Nah, I'm pretty great. Also, speaking of sucking...
Vivian looks at Sadie suggestively.
I was thinking that tomorrow night we could, you know, continue things where we left off. I'd be down for that! Obviously, you folks are down for that. I checked the views on that video, and people, actually, there was one guy that said, yeah, this is really hot. See, I know a thing or two about this kind of material, right? I'm like, I find that really hot. I'll bet other people will find that hot as well. Wow, it's like they should give me a medal or something. There's actually a interesting little reason, you know, I call this, like, Grimm's Dungeon of Degeneracy, and we do a lot of, you know, sex games, and you're like, well, yeah, isn't Grimm, like, for death? Well, yeah, it was, but also, Neil Gaiman and several other people always called sex the little death. They did. You can look that up. Neil Gaiman, responsible for writing a lot of great books. American Gods, and a lot of other stuff. The Sandman, remember the Sandman? So yeah, he always called it the Little Death. So yeah, Grim, we know things that'll get you off. You're gonna feel like you're dead, but you're not, because the pleasure's gonna be that fucking great, right? It's like, gonna give you an out-of-body experience with some of these wonderful AVNs we cover. Oh, what kind of things did you want to do? Naughty, sexy things come to mind. I'm listening. I wasn't talking to you. Hey, I'm a part of this too. Unfortunately, this is true, isn't it? You really do like to hurt my self-esteem, don't you? It has become one of my life's pleasures, I won't lie. Well, I'm down for it. Grim? Do you really even have to ask? Good point. What can I say? I'm a simple man. I think the word you're looking for is simpleton. You're a simpleton. Fuck you. Don't forget you still have a beating headed your way. Bring it, bitch! I always do, princess. Already? The day has just started. Sorry, but she's just a giant pain in the ass. You don't know what a pain in the ass is. Although if you want to find out, I have a few tools at home I'm more than happy to show you. Yeah, you know, I think I'll pass on that. I don't want pain in the ass. I remember pain in the ass. Last time I felt pain in the ass was when I went to go see my urologist. You know, It didn't feel like it, but again, it felt like fucking M. Bison did his psycho crusher right in my, you know, that area. And I was like, no! And he laughed the whole time. Ha, 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 ha. What's this box doing here? It should be in the storage room. Yes, it should be in the storage room, but the delivery driver just thought he could dump it right there by the front, obviously. Well, pick it up and move it then. If it were that easy, don't you think I would have done it already? Just an FYI, I did offer to help move it for her. Like you could, anyway. Excuse me, what's that supposed to mean? It means, if I couldn't lift it, you probably can't either. Why didn't you just open it up and move the contents to the storage room piece by piece? I did think of that, but I reconsidered. Why? Too much effort. Of course. Can we get back to the part where you said I couldn't lift this? Because that's just hurtful. Also, untrue. I think you can lift it, Grim. You're damn right I can. Fine, go ahead then. Show all of us what a big, strong guy you really are. Don't mind if I do.
Walking up to the box, you prepare yourself to lift it.
Look at their legs. God, this would be so embarrassing if you can't lift it. Come on, mate. I can lift that box. Me, sitting right here in that chair. Part of what I do and my job, lifting fucking boxes. Lifting shit. Sometimes it's pretty damn heavy. I always try to get a firm grip on it, and then I put it on my shoulder. Because I got real strong shoulders, so I put it on my shoulder. And even though I'm not a big built guy, I've got that, my shoulders are stout. And basically I go ahead and I throw it on there on my shoulder, and I can hold it just like that. Shut it.
With an air of supreme confidence, you bend down and take a firm hold of both sides of the box.
You can pick it up.
Feeling no concern at all, you lift. However, the box stays right where it is.
God damn, what's it got in it? Oh wow, this isn't as light as I thought it'd be. Problem? Shit. No, of course not. I just need to adjust my grip a little. Get it from
now
the bottom.
To feel the pressure of everyone's eyes. You make another,
do not
more effortful attempt.
Remember, lift with your knees, not your back, because you're going to feel it.
Crouching down for more leverage.
Okay, there you go.
Box as tightly as you can.
And he is not picking it up right. You need to be picking that up right. I know you can't see my mouse pointer, but right there where that line is. If you see that open area, you see that line there? He needs to put his fingers right there in that open area. You put it on that side, and it should be on the other side, and then you lift! Like one good...
Finally, you lift.
And you do it?
With all your might and slightly trembling legs, you slowly rise back up with the box in hand.
Strange. See? Put it on your shoulder! No sweat at all. Sure about that? Kind of looks like you're struggling there a bit. Nope, this is just the face I make when I lift things. I don't know, babe. There's vein popping out of your head that I never saw before. I'm fine.
Noticing your wobbling legs, a big smile forms on Vivian's face.
What about the shaky legs then? Or does that happen when you lift things as well? My legs are always shaky like this. You just probably never noticed before. Oh God. Now, for me, when I lift something that's too heavy, the first thing that tells me it's heavy ain't my legs, it's my back. I'll feel that little pain in that lower back. It's not even a pain, it's a pressure. And once you feel that, you start to feel that, you're like, I'm not gonna pick up on that. That's not gonna go nowhere, it's gonna stay right where it's at. And sometimes, you know, when you do freight trucks, you get shit that's heavy, heavy. Like, that takes several men to lift. So yeah, you gotta be careful on the shit you pick up. Really? Maybe you should see a doctor about that. Already have. You did? What did he say? He said I got Parkinson's. Oh, for fuck. Really, Grim? Parkinson's? You'd rather say that instead of just admitting the box is too heavy for you? I'll never admit it. Never! Men and their egos. Well, I proved myself enough, I'd say.
As you go to place the box back down onto the ground, Vivian quickly interjects.
Whoa, what do you think you're doing? What? Put it where it belongs. Shit. Or is that going to be a problem for you? It won't be a problem at all. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a delivery to store away.
With your head held high, You walk off to the storage room as the three girls watch on from behind.
Going a bit slow there, wouldn't you say? Just taking in the sights. Again, he should... I hope he's not lifting that thing up against your chest, especially as heavy it is. That's why God made shoulders. I'm telling you, that's why God made shoulders. You put it right there on your shoulder, and you got the whole weight of your frame carrying that box. That's how you do it. If you fall down, that means your entire body cannot basically hold that box. What's the rush anyway? What about the swaying then? It's the Parkinson's. Stop shaming me, idiot.
A short while later.
Phew, that's the last one. Finally. Good job, guys. It looks great. It could have been done sooner if you helped, you know. I would have, but there's a certain meticulousness you two have that just makes everything up there look so much prettier. Sure, that's the reason. She's full of shit, but to be honest, it does look really good. Thanks, babe. Blowing out someone else's candle does not make yours shine any brighter, Grim. What cereal box did you read that on? Once again, it's too early for this. Whatever.
As you continue talking amongst yourselves, your attention is suddenly drawn towards the creaking sound of the door opening.
Good morning! Oh, morning. I hope everyone's doing well. We're doing fine, thank you, but I'm afraid the bar isn't open for business for a few more hours. Good. That means we'll have ample time to talk in private. Talk in private? Not sure I understand. Sorry, I should probably introduce myself first, shouldn't I? My name is Henry Adams. It's a pleasure to meet you all. Well, nice to meet you, Henry. I'm Vivian. And this here is Mia. And Grim. And Sadie. Hello? So you're the ones I heard so much about lately. I must say, you're all even more beautiful than I expected. Oh, come on now, you'll make me blush. Forgive me. And of course, handsome. Congratulations, you just outed yourself as a liar. Shut it, Vivian. You're very handsome, babe. Thank you. However, I do believe, if I'm not mistaken, that someone is missing. Grace, yes. She's still recuperating at home after a little incident she had. Yes, I did hear about that. Nothing serious, I hope? Thankfully, no. That's a relief to hear. Yeah, it is. Sorry, you said you've heard about us? Most definitely. People around town having been buzzing about the night you hosted a few days ago. I feel regretful to have missed it. Well, I'm glad people had a good time. They certainly did, which is actually the reason I'm here. Oh? I have a business proposition that I believe you might be interested in. To be completely transparent, one that I could really use your help with. What kind of business proposition are you talking about exactly? Possibly a very lucrative one, but we'll get to that shortly. First, why don't we all have a seat so I can explain what I do in a bit more detail?
Still a little confused, you decide on listening to what Henry has to say.
Wow, an event management company, huh? Sounds like it can be a very stressful line of work. Oh, stressful doesn't even begin to describe it, my dear. Furthermore, speaking of stressful, that's a perfect opportunity to segue into why I'm actually here. We're all ears. Well, I'm in a bit of a bind. How so? There's this charity event I've been putting together for... God, months now. Unfortunately, last week it all kind of fell through. What kind of charity event are we talking about? A wrestling one. Wrestling? Wow, I did not expect to hear that. When my client first told me what he had in mind, I felt the same way. Wrestling's never been something I paid all that much attention to, but he's a fan and thought it could bring in a crowd. Now, when you say wrestling, you're talking about what exactly? Silly outfits, campy theatrics, things like that. Sounds like it could be a lot of fun. It would have been. At least until the wrestlers I hired pulled out. They did? Why? Couple of them broke their legs jumping off the top of a 12-foot ladder. Ouch! Tell me about it. It really threw a wrench into the whole thing. I was actually referring to the wrestlers who broke their legs. How many of these wrestlers did you hire? 6. Can the other 4 still do it? That's what I said. They gave some nonsense about being a team and blah blah blah. They stick together or some nonsense, I don't know.
Sarcastically, Mia responds to Henry's apparent outrage at the whole thing.
The loyalty is practically disgusting, isn't it? It really is. Alas, we must carry on. And I'd like you to replace them.
Utter silence fills the room for a moment.
What do you say? Hold on, he said, what do you say? We're not wrestlers, you know that. So what? It's all fake anyway, isn't it? Just fake it. I'm not sure that's entirely accurate. I mean, the stunts I've seen them do look pretty damn real to me. You wouldn't have to do anything like that. Just bounce around the ring for a while, hamming it up. Throw some fake punches, then get out of there. You think that would be enough to entertain how many people? Obviously, since it's a charity show, the more the better. However, at least a few hundred, hopefully. A few hundred? You want us who have no experience whatsoever with this stuff to put on a wrestling show for hundreds of people? Yes. Also, I have the utmost faith that you can do it. And this show is when? In 10 days. This just keeps getting better and better. Isn't that the day before your birthday, Mia? Yeah, so? Sure is some interesting timing. We appreciate your interest in us, but I really wish you would have come to us with something more achievable. Anything is achievable if you try hard enough. You just have to want it. And believe me, you want this. I say we give it a go. What? Really? Sure! We might not be trained in the wrestling part, but I definitely think we can ace the theatrics side of it. Says who? Well, me, obviously. No shit, but why do you think that? Because look at us, we're a bunch of characters. That's what I heard around town. Although, to be honest, people were mostly raving on about Grace. You have no idea how bizarre that is to hear. Why is that? Because everyone knows I'm the fun, outgoing one. She's usually a real stick in the mud. Jealous? No. Redeem yourself then. Who knows, after this you might even become a local celebrity around here. Oh, I don't want that. Me neither. I'll be leaving not too long from now, so it's kind of irrelevant to me. A local celebrity, huh? Interesting. Of course your ears perked up at the sound of that. You did mention something about this being a lucrative opportunity too, didn't you? I most certainly did. May I ask what we're talking about here? $10,000 is what you'd be looking to make on this. Wow, that's a lot. It's fine, although I'd hardly call that lucrative. After all, I've run the numbers on what it costs to keep this place and going, and that buys us maybe a couple of months. Considering the risks involved, I'm not entirely sure that's worth it. You won't have to do anything crazy enough to get hurt. I'm talking about the risk of humiliation. Doing something like that for the first time in front of hundreds of people? I can just picture the potential disaster waiting to happen. We just don't think it's worth it for the amount you're offering. I totally understand, but I should clarify one thing. If you do decide on doing this and the event is a success, I'd certainly be interested in working with you again in the future. As a matter of fact, there's a possibility we could even use your establishment as a venue for many of our upcoming events. I thought it was other upcoming events, but no. And if I do say so myself, that's where the real money will come from. Really? You're not just saying that, are you? I'm a lot of things, but a liar is most definitely not one of them. So in a way, this wrestling thing is some kind of audition? You can look at it that way, sure. What do you think, Viv? I have to admit, that does sound tempting. This very well be... Let's try that one again, guys. This may very well be the lifeline you've been looking for. That's why I urge you. Don't let this opportunity slip through your fingers. Lifeline, huh? So you know our situation, don't you?
I do.
Furthermore, I don't think calling it grim is an understatement. Now, I know why you came to us to begin with. I'm a shrewd businessman. However, remember, this will benefit all of us. So I'm asking you to at least think about it, okay?
Reaching into his jacket pocket, Henry takes out a business card.
I'll need an answer within 24 hours. Time is already against me, so I can't wait around for you to make up your minds.
Standing up from his seat, he then places the card on the table.
It was a pleasure to meet all of you. I do sincerely hope to see more of you in the future. Good day.
With that, Henry steps away from the table and heads for the exit. And before you know it, he's gone, with just his business card as a remaining token of his presence. His business card that both Vivian and Mia's eyes are intensely locked onto.
So, where's everyone's head at about this? He's right, you know. This might be our only lifeline. Perhaps, but I can't help thinking what'll happen if we fuck it all up. We'll be the laughing stocks of the whole town. So, since when have you ever cared what people thought of you? I don't, but this isn't just a few people we're talking about here. It's hundreds, all watching us. Are we still talking about the town or just the audience of the show? Both! I mean, the pressure of it all is... a lot. Well, with great risk comes great reward, right? Plus, if Henry's being truthful, I don't see how that's a reward you can pass up. Yeah. Well, there's no point even discussing this further until I talk to Grace about it. Knowing her, I'm sure she'll have plenty of concerns about the whole thing. So let's not get ahead of ourselves, alright? I won't be surprised if she simply rejects the idea altogether. Are you out of your damn mind? Oh, man. See what I tell you? I had a hunch she wouldn't be into it. Seriously, I know I'm the one who fell on my head, but I'm seriously questioning your decision-making right now. Hey, I didn't agree to it, Grace. Why are you getting all worked up over it? Because of that precise reason. Huh? Where's my phone? And give me that business card. Whoa, slow down. What's going on? What do you mean, what's going on? I'm gonna call him. To do what? Accept his offer. What, seriously? Just like that? Yes, just like that. So you don't want to at least think on it for a bit? There's nothing to think about. Sure there is. Like what? I don't know, but we shouldn't be making such a rash decision.
Completely ignoring Vivian's pleas, Grace goes off in search of her phone.
Oh, there it is.
Picking up her phone, she prepares to dial the number.
Did you get his number? Hurry up. What is it? Did you hear what I said? What did you say, Viv? Isn't this a bit rash? Agreeing to this guy's offer? Yeah, maybe, but so fucking what? We don't exactly have the luxury of choice, do we? So, you're sure you want to do this? Yes, I'm sure. Now, will somebody please tell me what this fucking guy's phone number is?
Retrieving the business card from her pocket, Vivian moves towards Grace with trepidation.
Hurry up! We need to get a hold of him before he finds someone else.
Swiping the card from Vivian's hand, Grace quickly dials the number.
Hey, Grim? Yeah? Mind if I have a word with you? Can this wait a bit? Grace is calling Henry about his job offer. Quick, Mia, get her to see the light! He's not picking up. You know, he probably just went and found someone else, so there's no point in dwelling on it. Come on, let's go watch a movie or something. Be quiet, Viv. I'm calling him again. I think she's got this handled, Grim. Please? Yeah, alright.
Trailing behind Mia, you follow her upstairs to her bedroom.
Okay, so this is where we're gonna leave it off. Things are getting kind of interesting. We got some wrestling in the future of this game, something I did not expect, but I've been a wrestling fan since the Attitude Era. Well, not so much now, but back in the day, I loved WWE or WWF Attitude. So, be a nice harken back. And I even like the classic wrestlers, you know, Hulk Hogan and The Undertaker. And of course, you got the Ultimate Warrior, Macho Man Randy Savage, all those guys, you know, Sergeant Slaughter. So at any rate, Ric Flair, yeah, definitely him. Heartbreak Kid. That's not what they call him, but you know. Razor Ramon, Doink, all those characters. Classic characters. Alright. So I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more returning to Mia. Stay tuned.